The Trump administration has for the first time spoken publicly about the deal with Australia to take refugees from Manus Island and Nauru. The Turnbull government confirmed earlier this week the agreement wouldn't be affected by Donald Trump's travel ban. North America correspondent Zoe Daniel was at today's White House briefing and asked Mr. Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, about the deal.
The Australian government made a recent deal with the Obama administration whereby the US would take refugees from Australia's offshore detention centres. Now, most of these people are from Iran, but also some are from Iraq and Somalia, among other places. Can you confirm that this deal is still on? Are those refugees exempt from what you describe as the extreme vetting? Or will that deal change or be delayed?
Yeah, so the deal specifically deals with 1,250 people that are mostly in, I think, Papua New Guinea being held. Those people, part of the deal is that they have to be vetted in the same manner that we're doing now. There will be extreme vetting applied to all of them. That is part and parcel of the deal that was made. And it was made by the Obama administration with the full backing of the United States government. The president, in accordance with that deal, to honor what had been agreed upon by the United States government, in ensuring that vetting will take place in the same manner that we're doing it now, will go forward.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer speaking to North America correspondent Zoe Daniel.